So this is episode 2. It's a two-parter of the Rich Martin podcast. So if you've not listened to episode 1, I totally recommend you listening to it. Otherwise, really, this just doesn't make sense. So this is our journey back from Soul Church Norwich in the UK, their building opening, and our reaction. So let's jump straight in. Right. Well, you are live in the car driving back, which... quite novelty because we've got earphones on and microphones and we're driving out of Norwich, which is great. And we have just finished many, many hours at Soul Church's opening, which was absolutely brilliant. And just a little bit of context from the first section that we did on the first podcast where we talked about kind of buildings and what they mean. Well, we wanted to come and be part of this great celebration of what Soul Church and Pastor John and Chantel have done for many years in building a great community and then essentially building this huge building. So kind of just to give everyone a bit of context, their building that they'd had was in Norwich. They've been part of the church for many years and taken a journey of kind of training in different nations and have come back and have built this church. And in process of building it, they have moved it back to a site that they had originally owned, land that they'd got where they'd had this tragic fire. And they have been able to rebuild a purpose-built building. And when we say purpose-built, Dan, you're on here. We've got Matt as well with us. Give us a hello, Matt.
Hello, everybody.
And Dan.
Hello.
And so when we say purpose-built, Dan, give us a little rundown of what that building's like. It doesn't have to be long, but just kind of give us a quick rundown so we're going to hear.
Yeah, sure. So it was very impressive. It felt like they'd really thought about every element of how they do church and then expressed that in the building. So there was multiple kids' rooms of different ages with all the sort of signs on the outside of the door for, you know, reception, year one and two, you know, like super intentional.
Yeah.
Youth rooms, you know, every room almost seemed like it was set up ready for people to walk in.
Yeah.
They had like a chapel space that, you know, had that like little touch of Anglicanism. They had the big auditorium, secondary auditorium.
Which like sat, just, was it 1,250 people?
Yeah, big tiered seating, sort of, like concert style. Very cool.
Yeah, I think if, you know, you want to know what the look of this is like, is just go onto the Soul Church website, Soul Church Norwich in the UK, and I'm sure there'll be plenty of stuff on their Instagram about tonight, but so special to be there. I mean, so special to just see a purpose-built venue that is for Christians to gather together, to worship, to grow, to be discipled, to be together. Just really, really special. And so I don't want this to be too long, but I just wanted to get kind of like post-reaction, like, you know, the game's been played. How do we feel? And we're a little bit giddy because it's been a long day. But I would love to maybe start with Matt, if we can go there first. Or do you want us to start with Dan? We'll start with Matt. Okay. Matt, you just give us a kind of like, what is your takeaway? What's been the kind of main thing that you've absolutely loved seeing?
Thanks, Rich. And yeah, I mean, just what an amazing day, an amazing service tonight. And as Dan said, it's an incredible project that Soul Church have gone and done. I think my key takeaway, I was thinking about it throughout the service, what we were doing in the service, if you weren't there or if you haven't watched it online, I'm sure it would be available to watch online after tonight, is they were dedicating the building to the proclamation of the gospel, to the work of the church, to Jesus, to glorifying God. And I just kept on coming back to the sense of looking at, you know, John, the team at Soul Church, John and Chantel up there, their team, all the work and the sacrifice that's been made for this building,
yeah,
seeing like the size and the scope of it, seeing just how special it is, and then just thinking to myself, like, this is one of us. Like, this is our team. You know,
right.
This is like, they're on our side. And I think, just going back to what I said on the way down, was I was just so aware of the struggles that we face in church here in the UK, in Europe, in the West, really. And just to sit there tonight, and it wasn't about a church.
Right.
It was about, this is part of the church. These are our people. They're on the front lines. They've done this amazing thing. It's a gift to this community, but it's also a gift to the body of Christ.
Mm.
And I just felt, you know, such, I mean, it's weird to say because I'm not, you know, a particular friend or anything of John and Chantal. You know, we don't really know each other, but I just felt really proud. And it was pride that they've pulled this off. It was pride that it's for the name of Christ. It was pride that it's for the gospel.
Yeah.
And I think that's my main takeaway from tonight. It was just really special.
That was so good. That's so good. Dan, what about yourself?
Yeah. I think I second that. I think what an amazing statement to the community, to the world, that someone would care enough about this message or this gospel that we have, you know, that they would want to. I think, did they say it took 7 years or something they first announced it, and, you know, right through to tonight, opening the doors? You know, that someone would journey and, you know, fundraise and plan and strategize and go through all the effort for 7 years to see a building like that, you know, actually be constructed and opened, I think is really special. And yeah, I think for me, it, one of the things, my takeaway wasn't necessarily to do with the building, but more so to do with the way John and Chantal, like, positioned the story. I thought it was really impressive how they used, it was like really the threads of the whole vision of the church,
right?
Threads of the story and sacrifice and,
right,
you know, these little, like, almost artifacts that gave this brand, you know, fresh building, you know, some story and some context. And it was, you know, really special. It didn't feel like this clinical space, which it could have done, you know, brand new building, everything's new, no one's touched it. It could have very easily felt like, you know, oh, this isn't ours yet. But the way they positioned these artifacts and stories and just really weaved them in throughout the night,
right,
it felt like they'd already been there long before that building had ever been put up, you know. That was really apparent tonight.
Yeah, and I loved, you know, echoing what you guys have said, definitely, is we went and we got a tour to go around it, which was really kind of the team that invited some people to come on tours. And so we're able to get in kind of whilst it was a bit quieter to go look around everywhere. And the lady that was taking us around was called Esther, and just a normal lady from Norwich who's given up her time. And then, you know, she's taken us around, and then we just ask her, how long have you been in the church? And she tells us that she's been in the church for, I think it was like 6 or 7 years. And I said, oh, where did you go before that? She said, I never went to church, someone brought me. And it was like, it just was in not just the fabric of the bricks, but, you know, part of the culture of what they're building and have built is, and here's someone who was, would say herself and did tell us, her life's radically different from since finding Jesus, and absolutely loves serving in the soup kitchen that they've got and some of the other projects that are going on. And it was just this, she wasn't faking it, not that anyone ever does in church, but there just was just this, oh wow, like you bumped into the physical bricks in the new building and the real bricks of the people. And it was just part of who they were, and that's always been the heart of Soul Church. And so that was hugely impressive. And also, you know, another impressive thing was, we all know how difficult it is to do things well in church. And, you know, you can invite people around to your house and you can throw in pizzas in the oven, or you can invite people around to your house and you can cook for them and get the house ready. And, you know, I'm not saying pizzas are wrong. In fact, I love pizzas. But, you know, there's the intentionality of, how do we make this the best and how do we do that really well? And how do you do that in step with the Spirit and not compromise? And I think everywhere we touched and went round, it was done to a really high standard. And that standard was not showboaty. You know, we weren't twisting gold taps that were made from diamond and studded hand dryers in the toilet or anything like that. It wasn't like opulent, like there was no opulence. But what there was, hey, we care about it. And I think, you know, it's the equivalent of, like, you know, someone coming to town and putting in a brand new all singing, all dancing kind of shopping center, right? And you go around it and you go, oh wow, that was like a really thought through place. And it had that about it, which is really thought through. But you didn't sit there and go, what has the church spent money on here? This is a lot. We could have been helping the poor. I mean, I'm sure there was someone in that audience tonight who was thinking that, right? But it was just really, and then my mind went back to, went through, gosh, like, that is not easy. And they've managed to do it, and they've done it in a city and in a town that is very normal. It's Norwich. We're not talking, it's not a huge million plus people. It's it's blooming Norwich, right? And for anyone who's listening and doesn't know Norwich, just Google Norwich and comedy things about Norwich, and you're going to find out, like, it's Norwich. It's not. It's got great history, but also it's got lots of things that are quirky about it, right? Mm-hmm. And the team and what they've believed for is so inspiring. It's like, it gives you hope that we could do this anywhere. And it's not like, oh, cookie cutter model, let's take this church and dump it elsewhere. It's more the spirit of it, which is you can do it, and you can do it well, and you can gather people, and you can bring them into worship that is accessible, and you can put them into spaces and give them places to sit and have conversations that you're not shivering in because it's cold or there's a drippy roof or, you know, all the classics of stuff. And yeah. I don't know, I really, really appreciated that someone from architects to designers had thought it through and it made the experience good. Now, the downside to that is, oh, you know, are you creating a consumeristic church? And I'm like, that's nothing to do with a good parking space or building. Consumerism is about the spirit of the people that are in it. And I didn't pick up one whiff of that. So that's what I love.
No, definitely. And even on the back of that, like, as I mentioned in the previous podcast, my sort of background being in design and media, and it almost felt like, you know, like you would say, good design is both beautiful and functional. And right. It felt like the design philosophy of that building was very much, this is a place for people. It wasn't like so beautiful, but yet you just couldn't figure your way around it. Or right. It wasn't so beautiful that you were like, oh, this is cool, but I, you know, where are the toilets? It was, and yet it wasn't the other way where it was like, you know, so standard that you were so uninspired and you could literally right. see the toilet right. from, you know, being stood on stage. There was this really nice tension, and it was like, this has been crafted for people to be able to move through.
Yeah.
Which I thought was real special.
Yeah, it's totally, totally special. Really, really good. Matt, any closing thoughts?
Yeah, I think just one more thing that I really appreciated. Tell you about a time when we did an expansion building back when I was a young pastor in South Africa, right? I won't go into the whole story here because it's not too relevant. But I remember at the time digging into some biblical texts, right. lots of Old Testament scripture about the beauty. You know, the house of the Lord is to be exceedingly magnificent and glorious and beautiful. And actually preaching a sermon because we needed to pay for the building, right? So I pulled those texts up, and I remember we did weeks and weeks preaching from those Old Testament texts about the house of the Lord. And
Just you might need to get in the other lane.
I've just
here.
Realized I'm in the wrong lane. Everybody, you cannot watch what is going on.
Well, no, they're listening. But if you're listening, Matt's South African driving's kicked in.
We're
in the wrong lane.
I mean, there's a line of cars coming up on the left.
There's 17 minutes has just been added onto the whole trip. Thank you, Matt. A few honks of a horn might come in here in a minute. And
hang on, there we go.
There we go. Just get on the horn. There we go. If you heard that, that's the horn. Right, he's amber gamblered this. He's just gone through an amber gambler, and it's my car. So if we get flashed, Matt, you're paying the bill.
Just if you are a legal person, I am insured to drive it. So there we go.
Yeah.
Anyway, now we're back safely driving. This was a time where we just, you know, wanted to raise the funds, and the only way that we could really raise the funds was to essentially twist people's arms. Now, you can spend all kinds of hours talking about what we think about the Old Testament texts regarding the temple and the church. My expectation genuinely tonight was that there would be a little bit of a plug for the house of the Lord is to be exceedingly beautiful and magnificent. Now you've seen this incredible thing, and let's go and fill it. Let's go pay it off now. And what I just came away with was like, man, I don't think I've seen a pastor, a leader, with that much confidence in God's ability to provide for what he believes. Both John and Chantel believe God has told them to do. They believe genuinely God has told them to do this.
Yeah.
And so God is going to provide. And it was my opinion that they weren't taking things out of context in order to say, come on, guys, like, you got to join. They weren't trying to sell anything. It was just like, we invite you to join us, be part of this beautiful thing.
Yeah, it's
great. And Rich, yeah, I just genuinely appreciated that because of my own journey. And I think a lot of people, when they hear about buildings, it comes down to finances. You mentioned earlier, a lot of people saying, well, you could spend the money somewhere else.
Yeah.
And it just wasn't the heavy, we got to pay this off now stuff
right.
that I've seen in the past.
Right.
And that was really special. So.
Yeah, definitely was. Definitely really special.
And we're believing. Oh, sorry. And I just wanted to say, we're believing for them as well. You know, we stand with them in faith too. And praying
definitely.
For God's provision over this special project.
Yeah, it's really good. And what I actually loved about just picking up on that as well is we didn't walk into which wouldn't have bothered me if we did, but we didn't walk into a fanfare of kind of Soul Church is the best church on the planet. Soul Church, look at how amazing we are. And that would have been fine because it is amazing. And you'd think, well, you know, there's only one wedding day or there's only one day you open up a building, rave about yourself, right? And so I'd have been really content with that and kind of glad for them. But it wasn't that spirit at all. And the main chunk of the service was handed over towards, firstly, God gets all the glory and a genuine kind of God is good. And exhaustion would have also, you know, all my friends who I know work there, you know, they just looked glazed over as in like, we got there by the skin of our teeth and by, to God be the glory, you know, it was kind of what you could see written on them. And then the second thing was just this honoring and John and Chantel spending a huge chunk of time honoring people and not just honoring the highest guests in the house, some really moving and touching stories of honoring people. And it was that long, the honouring, that you sat back into it and just thought, this is mesmerising. Like, he honoured the workers who had turned up, who had been, which says a lot, right? The builders were there for the opening. They don't have to be. They're not being paid. But there was builders who turned up to come to it. They honoured, you know, all sorts of situations. Some of them were difficult, of people who had passed or people from kind of like who were part of the church before and this had been their journey. They hadn't seen it come to pass. He honored them and he didn't hold back from it. And I just thought, love that. I love the fact that, you know, it was just pointed towards Jesus, a genuine, authentic, this is for Christ and always has been and always will be. And then this, and we just want to honor people in the room. And I absolutely loved that. So, yeah, I mean, hats off. We've told them face to face, but John and Chantel, we loved it and it's a joy. Dan, what wisdom have you got to end us with?
No, I just want to really close and say it was such an encouragement to really to echo what I said at the beginning, just to see how much care they had for this vision. And I know my journey is, you know, I'm a couple years behind that. And it was just so encouraging to see the fact that, you know, they kept saying it, like, we didn't give up. We just kept going.
Mm.
So it was amazing to see that they kept going and they were stood there tonight with just this amazing story to tell with all these people that have been impacted.
Mm.
And you know, the building is a message in itself, the journey is a message in itself, the whole sort of meta story of, you know, the building burning down, all that, it's just a big redemption story. And I feel like I've left with, it's almost just like a real pleasant, like, yeah, like, God will build his church.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, this is the church of Jesus. And he's not finished shouting about his redemptive nature.
Yeah.
And I think it was just a big, you know, a big prophetic message to all those there tonight who would never step foot in a church.
Right.
Just to say, hey, your life might look like, you know, the picture of the burnt church, but this is what it could be like.
Yeah.
You know, I think it was a beautiful bit of a poetic picture, really.
Yeah. And my hope is that whoever's listening to this, wherever you find yourself, is that you're encouraged to look and say, maybe we do get a building, or you're encouraged to go and explore and push out. And for me, it's been a deep encouragement coming here to see that, you know, post-COVID, a lot of things have been pulled off from the church or things have shifted. There's this push for the digital, which I'm a massive fan of. There's a push for kind of like this spirit authentic, let's be real with it. And I think tonight it just got reignited for me of this. The buildings are good and the buildings matter, and God is still in the business of building local churches. Mm. and that local feel it had, and the miracle that we were able to step into today. I didn't look and think this isn't achievable. I looked and I thought, I think this could happen all across Europe. Yeah. We could see God do such miraculous things. And wouldn't it be just like God to raise up a pioneer like John, like he's done with so many others, and Chantal, like he's done with so many others across the world, where he raises them up and it gives people, you know, it's the 4-minute mile story, hey, of where no one could beat the 4-minute mile. And then was it Roger Bannister did the 4-minute mile, broke it, and then within, you know, months, people were just smashing the 4-minute mile. And you look and you think, you know, what's happened there and with others across the country, you know, there's just, these are now popping up and people have got courage, and if they can do it, we can do it. Mm. If it can be done in Norwich, it can be done, let's be honest, it can be done pretty much anywhere. And I love Norwich, but it is a blooming long drive, and sat-nav is currently telling us that we're about 4 hours away. So we loved it. And please go check out John Norman's church, Chantal Norman's Soul Church, and also check out Dan's church. Dan, how do they check out your church?
Yeah, you can find us on Instagram at just at lightchurch, L-I-G-H-T. You can find us on our website, www.light.church. And yeah, just join us for the soon-to-be-unfolding journey.
Amazing. And Matt Harrison, how do we find out? Well, I know you have not yet got your own church, but you are a brilliant writer and a brilliant communicator of the things of God, theology. Where do we find out more about all your world?
All my world. Just pop on to matthew.j.harrison on Instagram, and you'll see all the links there. If you want to see some of my writing, go to mattharrison.substack.com. You can sign up for free. You can take out a paid subscription. You'll get a bunch of stuff, different benefits, obviously, with the paid one. And you just pop your email in, select your options, and I'll be dropping thoughts on the Bible, theology, church building, all kinds of things straight into your inbox.
And it is absolutely awesome. But word of warning, he's constantly asking for cash. This it's like he like goes around with a begging bowl every week that comes. You think, Matthew. I'm only joking. It's a brilliant stuff. So I'm an avid reader and an avid phone caller of Matt going, I think it's really good, this Matt. Oh, I fundamentally disagree. And we have lovely chats. So, all right. Thank you, guys.
Thanks a lot.
Well, thank you so much for joining us on this. I have had the best time with two great friends driving down, and I hope it's inspired you. I make these not because I'm totally bored, but because I really want to try communicate some of the stuff that's going on that I get to hear about. And I just think, if I can get that out there, how good would it be? So I hope you've enjoyed it. I've got a few more that are going to be coming up. I'm recording some with some other friends, and so I'm going to be kicking them out. So send me your feedback. And it's the food of champions is what I get told. So have a great rest of your week.